Jurors have convicted a New Hampshire woman of lying about her involvement in the 1994 genocide in Rwanda to enter the United States and to gain citizenship. Following today's verdict, Beatrice Munyenyezi of Manchester was stripped of that citizenship, and a judge ordered that she be held until her sentencing in June. Defense lawyers say they will appeal the conviction. To learn more, we again turn to Tom Haynes. He teaches journalism at the University of New Hampshire and wrote about the Munyenyezi trial this week for The Atlantic. Tom, good to talk with you again.
Thanks, Brady. Good to talk to you.
Well, what's your initial reaction to the news of this guilty verdict, and one reached fairly quickly?
Yeah, it was reached quickly. I will say the prosecution put on a fundamentally different case this time around. They really narrowed the focus around the lies on documents. And while that was always the legal question in the first trial, too, the first trial was much more about, was she a murderer? Did she commit horrendous acts of a genocide? And in this case, they really narrowed it down so much so that in his opening argument, Aloka Chakravarti, one of the prosecutors, told the jury, we're asking you, did she lie about witnessing some things, about being close to some things? And so in that regard, this was a much, frankly, a simpler question put to the jury, and one that the prosecution put forward evidence, you know, that obviously convinced the jury.
And yes. How did the defense change their approach to this trial?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. So if the first time around the short story was that the prosecution went big, you know, meaning that, you know, their witnesses came in and said, we saw Beatrice doing a whole range of things. This time, because the prosecution, I mean, this is my perspective anyway, but because the prosecution kept their story so focused, the defense really had to respond by sort of calling all of Rwanda into question, you know, and sort of by that I mean that they sort of said, look, this is a politicized issue. There's interests at stake here. Beatrice Munyenyezi is being targeted. You can't trust these witnesses because of the political climate in Rwanda. They're not free to tell things the way they saw them. You know, really sort of trying to counter by sort of saying this whole situation is so polluted.
And that's an important distinction because Beatrice Munyenyezi was not on trial in this courtroom for genocide. She was in trial for essentially an immigration fraud violation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the specific legal charges was that she lied when giving statements to immigration officials. And she lied in the eyes of the government on a handful of questions. One of them was very simple. Did you witness anything in Rwanda during the genocide, right? And she said, no. Another question was, do you ever commit any crimes? Now, at this trial, the actual allegations that were brought were from the witnesses in Rwanda said that they had seen Beatrice standing at a roadblock. A couple of them said they had seen her checking IDs of people, right, separating out people who would be persecuted. So, you know, the prosecution would say, well, that's aiding and abetting the carrying out of genocide. But she was not in this trial accused of committing any violence. The second element of this is there's a question on a lot of these documents of, do you have any political affiliations? And she routinely answered no. And on the one, for first of all, her husband and mother-in-law were very politically active. The witnesses in this trial came and said that they saw her wearing the clothing of the ruling party. They saw her, one witness put her at a rally, a political rally. And so, you know, right there, if nothing else, if the jury found that they were convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that, yes, she was sort of involved in supporting the political cause, that would merit a lie on the immigration forms, which would render a guilty verdict.
Tom, thanks as always for your time.
Thanks a lot, Brady.
That's Tom Haynes, who teaches journalism at the University of New Hampshire. You can find a link to his piece for The Atlantic on the Beatrice Munyenyezi trial at nhpr.org.